Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlantic City getting $5.6 million from the state of New Jersey to pave Pacific Avenue. The announcement came from the mayor today, who also gave progress reports on other road projects. Here's KWB South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Calling this a historic day, Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small says the full length of Pacific Avenue is being resurfaced, funded by the New Jersey Department of Transportation to go along with the repaving of Atlantic Avenue, which is set to begin in the spring.
Not only will the entire Atlantic Avenue be paved, the entire Pacific Avenue will be paved, but both streets, both Pacific and Atlantic, will be fully paved with the lights synchronized.
Small says they're also making headway on Baltic Avenue repaving, with a section from Main Avenue to Missouri Avenue wrapping up in a few weeks, and he's working on getting funding to repave the whole thing.
We specialize in spending other people's money at the Small administration.
The city's also installing new sidewalks near Atlantic City High School to help keep students safe. Planning is just getting started for Pacific Ave, so there's no timeline on that yet. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.